Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, Deffenbaugh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
In 2006, it was Thanksgiving, and my mom ran out of butter. And so she looks at me and goes, hey, can you run to the store and grab some more butter? I'm like, sure. I look over my buddy Dan, who was having Thanksgiving with us. I'm like, I'm going to take the car and take Dan with me. They go, okay, that's fine. We go outside. My mom's car is a brand new 2006 Corvette.
Oh.
So we both hop in it, and I got my driver's license in my dad's 96 Corvette, so I'm used to how these things operate. We go out there, and the nearest open store is 5 miles across town. We lived on the highway going through it. So I pull out to the highway, I look left, and I look right, and I don't see a single car in sight. I look over at my buddy Dan, and he goes, oh, no. And, about 1 mile down the road is an overpass. I'm like, I don't plan on lifting the throttle until I pass that.
Yeah.
And so I didn't. I'm like, and if there's a cop on the other side, I'm not going to stop because he's not going to catch us. So about the time I looked down after I passed that overpass, the speedometer said 176 miles an hour.
Jesus. So how quickly did you get to the store?
In about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got back. She goes, oh, that was fast. I'm like, well, you know what car I took.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a good reminder. Can never have too little butter on Thanksgiving.
Or too much.
You don't know. Yeah, too much. You don't know how. Yeah. You don't realize how much you use. I mean, it's.
That's almost like the primary ingredient.
Right.
Have turkey and have butter. Those two things.
Mine is always the same. I never have milk. And I always forget about that with the mashed potatoes.
Right.
So I always got to run back and get milk. That's the one thing I forget every year.
My thing is, I forget that I already have all the spices.
And you buy more.
So you buy more stuff that you only use once a year.
Correct. When's the last time you used poultry seasoning or sage?
I use sage all the time.
Not sage. Maybe I'm not thinking sage.
There's coriander. Rosemary.
There's some other kind of little one. But it's in like that little container. Yeah. I use it once a year. Nutmeg. That's exactly
nutmeg. How many containers of nutmeg do you have?
I now have 3 or 4.
Yeah. What's your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
I also will always buy way too much bread. And I only need to bring one pan. And it's like, I got 2 pans.
Yeah. Just bring it. Guess who it is, Ted?
James!
James! Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
A few years ago when I was in the military, I went out with some buddies and bought this crazy old Ford Ranger that got turned into basically a trophy truck. And I was had it for about a year and a half. And one day, coming back on base, I was like, all right, I'm going to hit some trails. I've been doing it a lot lately. I feel pretty confident. And this is on base, so probably shouldn't be doing it, but I was going through one of the trails, and I was doing probably about 70 whipping the corners like I normally do, but there just so happened to be, like, where the tires dig in on a dirt road, how there's that middle mound, that rut. I had just caught that wrong, and it popped me up on my side, and I rolled about 3 times up the hill at 70 miles an hour.
Jesus, man.
so before we got around to putting a roll cage in, so about mid-roll, I was like, I'm going to die.
Yeah. I was in a vehicle.
What are you driving right now?
I'm in another truck, actually.
I should say, man, that's going to be crazy on your ears.
Yeah, it's super loud, man. Super loud. I'm all about the roll cage, man.
Yep,
I stand by that.
What is your story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
Until I wrecked you. Do you ever think you'd say that in your life?
No, and to me, it was always like overkill. Just something that looks cool, blah, blah, blah. And then you find out, like, if it does look cool, that's an added benefit. But its purpose, man, like, 100% have the roll cage, man. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Yes, hello.
Hola.
Hello.
So this is the early 90s. My first car was a 1966 Plymouth Belvedere.
A Plymouth Belvedere. I got to Google this bad boy.
Yeah, I did. It was pretty cool. But only had an only, 318 engine in it. But it was good for me, first drive, first car. My old man was jealous of it. So he went out and got a 1969 Plymouth Roadrunner with a 383 engine in it. And we built that. We took the engine out and souped it up. Got it up to about 400 horsepower, and it was a 4-speed manual with a big, long first shifter in it. So I'm in high school, and my car was pretty popular, but it was broken down. Anyways, I borrowed my dad's 69 Roadrunner, all souped up, and all my friends and girlfriends were like, oh, man, it was really a cool car. So we're going out to lunch, and I'm just barely learning how to drive this stick shift with the manual. It's one of those engines where just like blah, 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 blah. It just a lot of power. We go into a four-way stop, and I'm kind of easing out. I'm turning left in a big intersection. So I have the clutch in, and I'm feathering it, trying to, not stall it because I got to whole car full of friends and girls in the car. White turns yellow, and I'm in the middle of the intersection. Now it turns red, and I'm like, oh man, I gotta get out of the intersection. Clutch is in, I put the gas on, rev it up to about 4,000 RPM, drop the clutch, and that thing just hooks up. Posi traction, big wide tires in the back, and just smoked the heck out of it. all throughout the middle of the intersection. And I'm like, oh, my God, hold on. Make it through, make my left-hand turn, and there's a cop sitting right there watching the whole thing go down. So we speed through, and I'm nervous. I'm scared as heck. And we pull off, dart through these intersections, or the neighborhood, get to my buddy's house, who luckily just kind of lived around the corner. He says, pulling in my driveway. He jumps out, opens up his garage. I get the car into the garage. He shuts it. There's the cop, like seconds later, looking for us. We sit there for a minute. We only had like 30 minutes open campus, you know, in high school to go lunch, so we have to get back to class. And he's got his dad's truck, so we all just jumped into his dad's truck, and we keep my dad's 69 Roadrunner in his garage, get back to class, and there's about a dozen cops just circling the high school parking lot looking for this bright, you know, navy blue, souped-up Roadrunner. And we get out the truck, we walk, guy, you know, hey, who drives the Roadrunner? I don't know.
Wild E. Coyote, some dude.
I don't know, some guy.
That's right. Some guy. And so we made it out scot-free.
Right? Nice. All right. What about the car that's in someone else's garage?
So, it's my dad's car, right?
I know.
So I got to get it back. So we go back after school. We get it out, drive it back to my house. Like 3 days later, my dad takes it out for a Sunday drive or whatever. He gets pulled over.
I bet he does.
Yeah. And he was, you know, he didn't get it, but he got questioned, you know, hey, were you here at this time? He's like, no. And he comes back, you know, after his Sunday drive. He says, son, anything you want to tell me about the car? And I'm like, I learned how to drive stick.
Apparently so.
I always love that question. Good. Is there anything you want to tell me? Do I want to tell you no?
No,
that's a negative no. Ghost Rider.
No.
What is the story involving a car? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Big. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hola.
So I was 16 years old, I think, skipping school. And I went to Fife School, but I was driving around Tacoma. And 79 Cadillac Coupe de Ville.
Ooh.
The brakes have been bad for a minute, grinding pretty bad.
That's a bad car to have bad brakes.
And as smart as I can be, just cruising around the east side of Tacoma, coming up to Fairbanks on the top side to go down Fairbanks Hill in Tacoma. And if you guys are familiar with that, like, it's a pretty extremely steep hill.
It very much so is.
Yeah, and so I go over the edge going down, and I blacked out, or so I don't remember. I remember about halfway down, I had a buddy with me, and he reaches over and grabs his seatbelt right away, clips it on, because I'm like, hey, the brakes ain't working. Throws the seatbelt on. We come down to the bottom, and I don't remember that. I don't remember getting to the bottom of the hill. I remember waking up kind of dazed or whatever on the corner where there's a little auto parts store. I'm in that parking lot. And when I get to the bottom of the hill, with even being blacked out or whatever, there's the car at the stoplight. I go in the left lane around it and then try turning right. And a little mini truck hit me, tore the bumper off, and I think spun me, or and a van hit me. I'm not sure of the way it all happened, but a minivan got tore up, a mini truck got the bumper tore off. And the final one that hit me was a city bus. Luckily, like, that was kind of the end of it. Went rolling in the air, and then it hit me. And I, there's the auto parts store had like a row of cars or whatever before the house that's behind it. I get pushed from the city bus into that row of cars, and it throws one of those cars into the yard behind the auto parts store.
Jesus.
And then, like, when I come to, I'm upside down in my buddy's lap. And there's glass everywhere, and he gets out, and he's kind of walking around. We're kind of dazed, like, what the just happened? And right away, like, my cousin lived down the road, but him and my uncle come walking up. My cousin's walking up kind of laughing, like, what the did she just do? And I get out, I try to stand up, couldn't stand up. I was like, ah, oh, I got to fall back down to the, get in the seat. And my uncle called my dad, though. My pops was right down the road, too. And it, like, as an adult, thinking back on it, like, ah, that had to be so terrible, walking up and seeing your kid, like,
yeah,
my car door got hit. That's what hit me first. My driver's door, and it threw me into the other seat. But my entire door was, like, my seat was crushed. So they told me if I had my seatbelt on, like, I would have been
not
pretty
good.
Much gone.
Yeah, not good in that situation.
That's always got to be the weirdest thing for someone to say, like, hey, be glad you weren't wearing your seatbelt.
Damn. Brent Smith from Shinedown coming up at 4:30, and we've got your emails on the way next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.